Warning, the opinions and language expressed on the upcoming show are those of a deranged yippie madman with an impressive taste in music. Deal with it.
Star Trek will not be presented tonight, so that we may bring you the following special program.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Ready here. Opening and monologue take one.
Gibbons and the BFGs, Treat Her Right, and that allows you entrance into Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mind. I am Mike Gold. This is my mind. We'll see what we can do to your mind over the next 2 hours. We, of course, have an amazing amount of ass-kicking rock and blues for you. Just for you. I'll read your names, but it's just a two-hour show. And besides, you probably want to know how we know who's listening. It's the Russians. But if you're feeling poorly, well, it's cold and flu season, as it is just about 12 months out of the year. You could take some of Jeremiah Peabody's polyunsaturated, quick-dissolving, fast-acting, pleasant-tasting green and purple pills, or you can listen to the Go-Getters right here on the multiverse's finest pop culture channel, GetThePointRadio.com.
Like a wolf, honey, baby, like a wolf. fatherless, fatherless, almost sadless too. I'm motherless, fatherless, almost friendless too. It's Friday morning on Franklin Avenue. Shake, shake, mama, raise your voice and pray. Shake, shake, mama, raise your voice and pray. If you're going on home, better go the shortest way.
Before we'd done much talking, but relations had begun. All the while we thought about each other. All the best, mate, from your son. All the best, mate, from your son. My old man. My old man.
Such wicked clothes, those shabby suits and big brown boots. There's danger in his pose. How can you love a man in gloves, a jailbird and a hound, a scallywag, a reprobate, the devil, I'll be bound. I know your daddy says I'm a baddie, 'cause I won't do what I'm told. You know the answer. I've shown you a heart of
Your daddy never listens to a word. I can see he's bad now, daughter, don't be so absurd. He's got no finer feelings, he's the singer in a band. He's cold and hard with no regard, why can't you understand? I know his type, a gutter snipe, he dresses like a thief. Devote yourself to him, my girl, things will come to grief. I know your daddy says I'm a baddie, cause I'm wild and fancy free. But Jenny Dancer, you know the answer, you have seen the good in me.
Funny, because I came into town, I see mine, I said, God damn, that's ugly, you know. It's like, so I'm ugly, I ain't that ugly, though. Like, my nose ain't that big, you know. You know, but it's so last night, around 2 or 3 in the morning, yesterday we bought all these spray cans of black paint. And you should drive down there when you're done with the show, because we painted it up a little bit. And, We made a few improvements. I couldn't reach my nose though; it was too high. My face was way up there. Was like, anyway, gotta prove it all night. One, two. Thank you. in a long white bow. Meet me in the fields out behind the dynamo. You hear their voices telling you not to go. They made their choices and they'll never know what it means to steal, to cheat, to lie. What it's like to live and die.
Thank you, boys. Yes, the man who counts to four and his band of renown from way back when atheistic dinosaurs roamed the earth. They all got to prove it all night. Ian Dury and the Blockheads covered Ian Dury and the Blockheads' famed Tell Your Daddy. Prior to that, Madness covered Ian Dury and the Blockheads' My Old Man. Before that, Bob Dylan, Shake, Shake, Mama. Well, if your mama's anything like my mama was, well, then that's really disgusting. The Dictators preceded Bob. Yes, that was the original incarnation of the Dictators. They keep on coming back for more in various incarnations. That was Cars and Girls. What more do you need? The Go-Getters, who opened up the set with Like a Wolf. Not a real wolf, not Howlin' Wolf, but Like a Wolf. And who doesn't like a wolf? First record album I ever got, and I was 11, my sister got it for me, was Run Around Sue. First album I ever bought with my own money was called Alone with Dion. It was named that way because he had just broken up with the Belmonts. So I've been a Dion fan, well, forever, really, forever. And he's still out there, and he's still cutting awesome tunes. He's sort of settled into his blues format, at which he truly excels. I can't begin to tell you how thrilling it is. This man's been with me, been entertaining me, almost as long as I've been alive. We play his music here all the time, and once again, he's going to be entertaining you in a mere 10 seconds.
Mike, go!
Damn, I could have had class.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
Got no racket. I'm a man, I'm doing a job.
can heat underneath my jacket, heat it in my heart, all loaded up for tonight. I'll finish whatever I start. Baby, you know I might. I'm your gangster love. Hey, now what do you think of that? You know I put away all my rivals, huh, but I rattle tat tat. Baby, let's figure a ride. Hop into my caddy. I got an album you can't refuse. Gonna be your gangster.
Listen now. Please, 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 please. Let me hear you say
walking downtown. Downtown Paris.
Obrigado.
My name is Winston Churchill, and I'm having a fucking nervous breakdown.
Yeah.
party started at 4 o'clock, went till the midnight hour. Everybody got so high, couldn't get much higher. The landlord come at 6:50, said last time I told you, 12 o'clock, I'm calling the cop and this party better be over. That's enough of that stuff, we're gonna tear the whole place up. We got a little too little and not too much. Devil singing, Ico, Queenie in the kitchen, Dr. John in the hall. Everybody having a ball, Irma and Smiley, Shirley and Lee. Ain't nobody telling me that that's enough of that stuff. We're gonna tear the whole place up. We got a little too little, a lot too much. Woo! That's enough of that stuff.
Now that's enough of that. Red Young on the B3. Pat Boyack on guitar, Pat. Don Bennett on the bass, Don Bennett. Corey Keller on the drums, newest member of the band, Corey.
Yeah, Dr. John was the guy who covered Donovan's Season of the Witch this time around, backed up there by the Blues Brothers Band under the direction of Madman Paul Schaefer. Marsha Ball was right before that. Little trip to New Orleans since we had Dr. John around. She's saying that's enough of that stuff. Boy, have I heard that one a lot. Eric Burdon was channeling Winston Churchill, along with his short-lived band, the Greenhorns, and... And prior to Eric, of course, the legendary Tiger Man. He's walking downtown. Little Milton was there before him. Please, please, please. And we opened with Dion DiMucci, I'm Your Gangster of Love, in case you needed your own. We're going to bring you the vibrations of about a dozen of the finest vocal chords you've heard in a long time. Well, at least a week. And you're going to hear that in 12 seconds.
Mike, go!
I've always depended on the kindness of strangers.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the point, radio.
Walking, oh, the way you move, the way you shake, you
these days, and it won't be long. You're gonna look for me, but I'll be gone. I believe, yeah. I believe, yeah, yeah. Oh, baby, you're trying to make a fool out of me. And since you've been going round, baby, with your head so hard, I think I'm gonna have to choose my pride. 'Cause I believe, yes, I do now. I believe, yeah. I believe it, baby. I believe you've been trying to make a fool out of me. Yeah, I'm right now. Sleeping, I heard you say, oh, Lily, but baby, you know my name, you know my name, my name is Justin, baby, and don't you forget it, love. Baby, with your head so hard, I think I'm gonna have to use my ride. 'Cause I believe it, baby, I just gotta know how you really feel. Tell me right now, right here, you don't care for me no more.
Home and is a bit asleep, and I don't want no man to be a watcher. talking is a bit of sleep, and I want no remedy washed up over me. Without you asking me where I've been, you're always talking about the things you've heard. I didn't get a chance to say a doggone word. I don't want no man to be washed up over me. Well, I don't want no man to be washed up over me. Well, I don't want a man who runs around creeping when he ought to be home in his bed asleep, and I don't want no man to be washed up over me. Now listen, honey, while I say, how can you fix your mouth to tell me you're going away? Don't say that we must part. Don't break my aching heart. You know you love me true for many years. Love you night and day. Can't you see my tears? How can you leave me? Listen while I say, after you've gone and left me crying, after you've gone, there's no denying you'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the dearest pal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you will want me only after you've gone, Lord, after you've gone away. After I'm gone, you'll want to make up. You'll feel blue, you'll feel sad, you'll miss the bestest gal you've ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. Ooh, Lord, there'll come a time when you'll regret it. Someday, when you grow lonely, your heart will break like mine, and you will want me only after you've gone, after you've gone away.
child now, take her, be well, falling sweet. Loving all around you, the pain that often mingles in your fingertips. Beware of darkness. Watch out now.
To introduce you to a few people up here. Everybody here came at very short notice, and some people even cancelled a few gigs to try and make it, and nobody was getting paid for anything. We got on drums, Ringo Starr. On drums, Jim Keltner. There's somebody on bass who many people have heard about, but they never actually seen him. Klaus Voormann. We've got a whole lot of guitarists. Mr. Jesse Ed Davis. The old friend of mine, Mr. Eric Clapton. Yeah. Thank you, thank you. Somebody I'm sure you all know by now, on piano, Leon. Stand up, Leon. I don't know if they're coming through on acoustic guitars, if you're hearing them, but it's an Apple Band Badfinger. And we got a whole lot of singers out there. The singers are all from all different parts of the world and different bands, so can I just give them a big hand? I don't know what's really... And the Hollywood horn players over there, led by Jim Horn. Have we forgotten anybody? I don't know. Forgotten Billy Preston.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear George. I don't think anybody on earth had as many ungodly talented friends as George Harrison. We're going to do another one of those types of things next week. I've already pulled the track. This, of course, was from the concert for Bangladesh, which is an amazing thing in and of itself. Did he mention Ravi Shankar? I don't remember. If he didn't, he should have. I did. The finest voice ever in recorded music history, Dinah Washington, preceded George and friends. After You're Gone, Miss Mary Ann, and the Ragtime Watchdog. Two words, not a watchdog, but the type of dog that has a Timex, takes a licking, keeps on ticking. Joss Stone teamed up with David Sanborn for I Believe It To My Soul. We open the set with Miss Amy Black, Woman on Fire. One of my favorite tracks right now. I don't know why. It just keeps on going through my brain. It's not like I prefer my Women on Fire. That would be useless. And after a while, it would really begin to kind of smell bad, don't you think? All right, Miss Marianne put me in the mood for some rockabilly. We're going to go in all kinds of preposterous directions after that. In 10.
Mike, go!
I'd stick my neck out for nobody.
Weird sounds inside the gold mine.
Get the Point Radio!
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. When did this country turn into a nation of rats and squealers?
Have you noticed this? Last 10, 15 years, rats and squealers and snitches, people spying on each other, turning each other in, call them the tipster hotline. If you see a crime, call the tipster hotline. Let me tell you something, it's not the tipster hotline, it's the rats and squealers hotline. But if they called it that, you know how many people would use it? Yeah, lots of them. Because people have no principles anymore. We're living in a nation of stool pigeons. How am I driving? Call 1-800 and squeal on the truck driver. Sounds like a small thing, but it's not. It's an open invitation to be a rat. And that's what people are turning into. They cooperate with prosecutors, for Christ's sakes. Prosecutors, the worst kind of dishonest swine ever to crawl out of the devil's asshole. Just the worst fucking humans. And people make deals with them. They plea bargain. They betray their friends just to stay out of jail. That's what happened to those poor guys in the mafia. They sold each other out. Shit, when I was a kid, we looked up to the mafia. We admired and respected those guys because they had a code of silence. No one talked, ever. Now they squeal on each other, make a book deal, buy a fake mustache, and move to Pocatello, Idaho. You know something? They deserve fucking Pocatello, Idaho. And speaking of places where people blow cows, let me ask you a question. I got a question. You remember those militia assholes? You remember those patriotic nitwits said they didn't recognize the authority of the federal government? They had a flag with a serpent on it said, don't tread on me. Well, the flag should have said, don't squeal on me, because first chance they got, two of them testified for the government against their friends just to stay out of jail. Never mind the serpent. You know what that flag should have had on it? A rat. A nice, big, brown, diseased sewer rat fucking the serpent in the ass. And both of them wearing camouflage fatigues. We got no heroes anymore in this country. There's no heroes. Timothy Leary turned in people to the FBI. Elvis Presley was a snitch for the DEA. The only hero I've seen recently was Susan McDougal. She told Ken Starr to go get fucked, and she went to jail for 2 years for it. That's what I call being a hero. And by the way, Clinton must have thrown her a pretty good hump to get loyalty like that. Don't you think so? Huh? Huh? Good for her. Good for her. And good for him. I'm glad he got away with everything he got away with. And the worst part of this snitch shit is these people who squeal on their families. You know, parents spying on their kids, searching their rooms for drugs, and the kids are no better. Did you ever read about one of these dumbass kids turns his parents in for having some drugs in the house? Shit, how stupid can you get? You don't turn in the people who are buying the food, asshole. Think it through. Squealing on your family. Fyodor Kaczynski, the Unabomber, one of my personal heroes, by the way. You bet your ass. He was turned in by his own brother. You don't do that. You don't turn in your brother or your parents or your kids, no matter what they're doing, even if they're selling drugs and killing people. Whatever happened to family values? In fact, you should never cooperate with the police ever at any time for any reason. Fuck the police. Fuck the police. Let them solve some crimes on their own. They rely too much on jailhouse snitches, unsolved mysteries, and America's Most Wanted to get other people to solve their crimes. They turn good citizens into vigilantes and bounty hunters, lower than a snake's ball bag. The mafia knew how to handle squealers in the old days. When I was a kid, there was a famous bank robber by the name of Willie Sutton. Everybody loved Willie. He was running from the police, you know, and one day he's riding the subway in New York City, and a private citizen, some civic-minded prick named Arnold Schuster, spotted Willie and turned him into the police. But Albert Anastasia, a mafia boss, read about it in the newspapers, and he had Arnold Schuster killed, which is just what the yellow rat motherfucker deserved. You don't help the police. When I was a kid and we went to the movies, we rooted against the police. Against the police and for the crooks. And I still do. I love the crooks. I don't give a shit if they come to my house and kill my entire family. I'm on their side. I'd rather spend 16 hours stuck in an elevator with a couple of crooks than even say hello to a fucking policeman. You don't help the police. They're not on your side. Don't you understand this shit yet? They work for the state. They'll plant fake evidence. They'll put a loaded gun in the hands of an unarmed man they've shot to death. They harass minorities. They brutalize people. They deny people their rights, and they lie about it all in court all the time. They perjure themselves routinely, but they don't squeal on each other. They're not rats. So take a page from their book, but never ever help them. And above all, don't plea bargain by turning in a friend. Tell you what, some of you religious people out here, you religious folks, on Judgment Day, when you see God, ask him if you can plea bargain. Ask him if you turn in your family, will he let you into heaven? You know what he'll say? He'll say, go to hell. He'll say, go to hell, you fucking squealing prick. Because even God hates a rat. You know what Jesus should have done? He should have beat the shit out of Judas. Just grabbed him by the beard and beat the shit out of him. Right in front of the other apostles. Make an example out of him. You fucking squealing prick, Judas, you cocksucker. You realize I could turn you into a fucking pillar of salt if I want? Turn you into a fucking monkey. How is I can be a fucking monkey? Where's the money? Where's the fucking $30? Give me the $30. I'm fucking buying beer for the rest of these guys. Because they didn't fucking rat on me, you prick. But he didn't do that. He didn't do that. You know why? You know why he didn't do that? Because he believed in all this goofy love bullshit. But you notice something else. He did not plea bargain with the Romans. And he didn't squeal on the apostles, you know? He kept his big fucking yap shut, and he took what was coming to him. We can all learn something from Jesus, even if it's not what we're expecting. Thank you. I appreciate that, folks.
I gotta get on out of town. Take me where the living is, baby, that's where I'll be found. Lord, I'm traveling light, cause I might be going far. Take another patrol on my back and my big guitar, cause I'm just restless. I gotta get on out of town. Just take me where the living's easy. Baby, that's where I'll be found. I gotta get on out of town.
Thank you. I'm all over, baby. Oh, how the shake is going on. Give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me, give it to me now, all night long. I ain't faking. Oh, how the shake is going on. I said, come over, baby. We got chicken in the bone. Woo! Give it to me easy, baby. Jerry got the fool by the horn. I ain't faking. Oh, the shaking going on. Well, I said, shake it, baby, shake it. Shake it, baby, shake it. Shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it, shake it. Don't you think I shake it, baby, shake it. I'm on over. Let's get it down real low, baby. All right. Look at the sun. Bob Moore and Buddy Holman on bass and drum can do some way down dirty rock and roll, can't they?
the big U.S. government approved a damn for no great A sale. And long as you mean a bullet protein, I'm on the damn show, get my fill. I'm gonna go in the meat, 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 man. Hey! Eat, man. Woo!
Massachusetts. You're great folks and look forward to coming back real soon, I guarantee you. It's been a treat, really. I'd like to thank all the guys from the Silver Eagle Radio Show being in with us this time. You did a fantastic job. We look forward to hearing it. Also, all the guys on the sound, all the guys on the lights. It's been great. To Bob Moore on the bass. Mr. Buddy Harmon on the drums. Mr. James Burton on the guitar. Kenny Lovelace here saying thank you so much. We love you. God bless you. Yeah, got your new souvenirs out front if you'd like to purchase one. Three albums for $10.
This time, from the top, Eddie Cochran, Come On Everybody, Mr. George Carlin, earning us the disclaimer that disclaims this show every week in one form or another. He was rapping on and on about rats and squealers. I gotta tell you, I was raised the same way. You know, I think it was a lifetime of Bowery Boy movies or something, but that's truth, justice, and the American way to me, too. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers followed with Reckless, Snowy White, and the White Flames followed Tom Petty with Reckless 2, T-O-O. We can do the whole Watchdog thing again, but you get the point. And we close the set with the man whose name is synonymous with rockabilly, among other things, Jerry Lee Lewis. Whole lot of shaking going on, and he's still shaking and still going on to this very day. And that brings us to the Big Babble. Do you have a lot of friends overseas and or do business with people overseas? Or, I don't know, I have pen pals or whatever. I guess with the internet, you know, the world's a lot smaller. And as an American, I want to tell you, I am sick and tired of having to defend the lunatics in this country for putting Donald J. Trump in office. He is not just an embarrassment, because I get the question, how can you share the planet with these people? I don't know. I hope there's some buyer's remorse going on. I am pleased to note that according to the folks at Google, which is Harry and Sylvester Google, more people have been Googling the 25th Amendment than the Second Amendment. And when it came to constitutional stuff, the Second Amendment was just way ahead of everything else for a long, long time, years, decades, until now. Now people want to know about the 25th Amendment. You might too. Perhaps you should check it out if you're not familiar, particularly Article 4, because people want to know, is there another way of getting rid of the president other than impeaching him? I mean, legally. And there is. And it's in the 25th Amendment. and you may want to look at it. Lots of people are. Do I think that'll happen? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And I'm taping this yesterday. So you know more about what's going on the planet than I do. That's always true. But every day it just gets more humiliating to be in this country. And I'm a proud American. I really am. Always have been. That's why I do what I do. Well, your mileage may vary. At Mike Gold, tweet away. Our president certainly does. When he's not too busy banning our legitimate press from his phony baloney press briefings. We shall return not just to the Philippines, but to the ether in general. Next week, same betcha time, same betcha channel. I am the guy you're tweeting to, Mike Gold. This is the show you're listening to, Weird Sounds Inside the Gold Mine. This is the internet channel you're listening to, GetThePointRadio.com. Tonight we're gonna take you home with a trio of musicians par excellence, Keith Richards, Robert Cray, and the amazing Etta James.
When the seventh hour, the seventh day, the seventh of the month, the seventh doctor said, I was born for good luck, yeah, yeah, that you say, be a big bad mama jamma. Don't you mess with me, 'cause I'm the hoochie coochie gal. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lord, I'm real. Oh, Lord, I'm the hoochie coochie, hoochie coochie gal. Gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, say you got a girl child coming down, she gonna be a son of a gun. I got $800 and I'm ready to go, but we have. Lord, have mercy. the king of the wild frontier. I tame him down, Lord have mercy, if he was here. Now Jesse James, he was the baddest man in the land, but I could have him eaten, Lord have mercy. Everybody knows I'm here.
You had Chuck.
I didn't even know you.
Chuck Trimble. Look here, Chuck.
I didn't even know you. I never knew you.
I knew you ought to.
This has been an arrogant MGMS production, which is solely irresponsible for its content.
Well, Denim, the airplanes got it.
Oh, no. It wasn't the airplanes. It was Beauty killed the beast.
You bet my sweet ass.
Weird sounds inside the gold bind.
Get the point.